I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, we want to know, what is something that you tried once and then you were like, you know what? It just wasn't for me. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call and tell us now, or you can text us. Something that you tried, and it's just not for you. We want to add to this list that we found on, I believe it was on Reddit. First thing on here that I saw that I thought was interesting, gambling. I've tried gambling more than once, but I do know it's just not for me. I'm too pessimistic of a person. Every time I make a bet of any kind, even like sports betting or anything, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose this.
I just don't like giving away my money.
Right. And that's Kevin's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Kevin gambled once and said, I'm hooked.
Right. I got nothing. Let me give it away.
Now, this one's interesting. Somebody said running.
I saw running. I also saw somebody say marrying a man.
Marrying a man.
Oh, this is from somebody I happen to know is a lesbian.
That's funny. You know, speaking of which, Andrew, good morning. Andrew?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, what is it that you want to add to the list of things you tried once and you it just wasn't for you?
Man, marriage.
Marriage in general. Wow, marriage in general. Okay, so why is that?
Married. I was married for 15, found out she was having an affair for 12 of it.
Oh,
wow. For 12 of the 15 years?
With the same person?
Yep.
Holy cow.
At that point, what a commitment.
That's wild. Well, wow. I can understand. So you're never getting married again?
Never.
All right. Well, listen, it just wasn't for you, I guess.
Oh, 12 years.
I feel bad for you. That's rough. That's real rough. I'm going to talk about mine.
Okay.
Camping. Went camping.
Okay.
Wasn't for me.
I think you need to be a little more specific about your camping experience before people are going to listen to your camping slander.
I think I showed up to a campsite to join a bunch of friends and I didn't know.
Nothing. Did you bring clothes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I treated it like it was a hotel.
Okay, you brought clothes for yourself.
I packed an overnight bag.
You didn't bring a tent?
No.
You didn't bring a sleeping bag?
No.
You didn't bring a pillow?
No.
You didn't bring food?
No.
You didn't bring an ice chest? You didn't bring drinks? You didn't bring sunscreen? You brought yourself.
And my clothes.
You are psychotic.
Sandra, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What? How's it? Aloha.
Aloha.
What did you try once and you're like, ugh, not for me?
Well, it's not once. Maybe like three times, but you know, I tried to have a relationship with females, and, you know, because they look so hot, for real, I'm a female myself, but it's like I tried and it's not for me. I think I like the stick better.
You know what? At least you gave it a shot. Another thing on here, scuba diving. I would imagine that, and what sucks about that one is that you have to go through so much training just to try it once, just to be like, nah. I'm too claustrophobic for this. Another one on here, virtual reality, just not for me. Going to a strip club showed up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Just not, I went once and it's just a whole experience and environment. It's just not for me. Giving birth.
Oh, I love giving birth.
Kevin, do you have anything that you tried once? You're like, no, never again.
Yeah, skateboarding.
Oh.
It looks so easy, like you just pedal yourself, but it moves so fast and you have to balance.
Yeah.
And then when you hit one hump, oh my God, it's the end of you.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065, matcha.
Oh God, yes. We put this up on Facebook. Matcha came up. Heather said, and I couldn't agree with this more, chaperoning a field trip.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I totally agree with this one. Kelly said, getting a mud bath.
I've never had a mud bath.
It is a very strange sensation.
Well, what is it, just thick?
It's thick, but also you can't do anything with your hands. So, because if you do, like, you can't touch your face. Because if you do, then you get mud on your face. Then that starts to sort of itch. So then you try to, like, touch it again. It's a whole thing. And then you have to, like, get hosed down afterwards.
Somebody said dating somebody with opposing political beliefs.
Oh.
I would imagine that's very difficult. I don't think I've ever even tried that.
Ashley said going on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Ashley, I've never been on a cruise. I want to talk to you. A threesome showed up on the list.
Oh, God.
As something that somebody tried once. Somebody just texted in polyamorous dating.
Oh, God. Patrick said hot yoga. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, it's just so funny. All the people.
Heather said glass blowing.
Oh. Interesting. I would imagine it's like scuba diving where you don't just jump in.
Yeah, what about that was so off-putting?
I would imagine it hurts your lungs.
Hurts your mouth.
Have you ever tried to just blow really hard through a straw?
Yeah.
Now imagine there's not a hole at the other end, but hot glass.
Yes.
Keep these text messages coming in. Somebody said working in the food industry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a hard one.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.